Senate Education Committee meeting is called to order. Today is Wednesday, January 27th, 2021. We're in the Butrovich Room, and the time is 9:03 a.m. This is the first meeting of the Senate Education Committee in the first session of the 32nd legislative session. In attendance are the Vice Chair, Senator Stevens, Senator Hughes, Senator Begich, and myself, Senator Holland, as Chair. There's no official business on today's calendar. The purpose of today's meeting is to allow committee members to introduce themselves and their goals to the committee. I'll start with myself. My name is Senator Roger Holland. My background is in environmental science and metrology, study of weights and measures. Education-wise, 10 years I worked for the University of Louisiana Lafayette, although it was a research position. I spent much of that time teaching state and federal employees how to safely operate boats and airboats and certify them for work. And I also am 10 years with the Coast Guard Auxiliary. I'm a certified instructor in the Coast Guard Auxiliary, recreational boating safety through public education. It's one of the cornerstones of the Coast Guard Auxiliary. And 30 years with the Coast Guard Reserves as a bosun's mate, I found myself educating boat drivers and nav rules and just the general operation of boats. And most importantly, I guess I should have led with my two daughters went to Service High, and they attended the University of Alaska in Anchorage. Vice Chair Stevens?
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Congratulations for these next 2 years with you leading education. So my name is Gary Stevens. This is my 21st year in the legislature. I am a retired professor of history at the University of Alaska, former Army intelligence officer, and I guess the most important thing is I have two wonderful granddaughters that I'm missing right now, and three children. One thing I would say is that it was actually my legislation that created this committee. When I first came to the Senate, to the House, there was no standing committee on education either in the House or the Senate. It seemed to be a real anomaly when you compared it with other states. It was thrown in with HESS, Health, Education, and Social Services. A lot to deal with, over half the budget, really when you add education and HESS together. So it just made so much sense to me that we create a standing committee, and now this has been working very well. The only problem, I think, is that the time that we meet, sometimes it's difficult to work with other committees, but I know we'll figure that out. So anyway, pleasure being on this committee again. Thank you.
Senator Hughes?
Thank you, and congratulations on chairing your first meeting. And I'll start by saying, Senator Stevens, I didn't know that history about your bringing the Education Committee to be, so that's very interesting. I am a parent and grandparent. I have four children that attended public schools, starting out in Bethel, then in Fort Yukon, and briefly in Fairbanks, then in Seward, then in Palmer. There were periods because of family activities and situations where I homeschooled briefly, which gave me a deep appreciation for parents that decide to do that. That can be a tough job. I also taught in a private school as a young woman, and then later was a contract instructor at the Department of Corrections, helping inmates with remedial work in order to get their GEDs and do job preparation for when they got out of the DOC system. I also, as I mentioned, my children, and now I have grandchildren in public schools in Anchorage, but when I was a parent, I was very active as a parent volunteer in the schools. Helped start, as an example, the Music Booster Club at Colony Middle School, and was also involved at the higher ed level, starting the Alaska All Academies Association to support the cadets and plebes and families of Alaskans with students at the five military academies, and that's still a standing organization. So I brought that together. I'm also a University of Alaska grad, alumnus, so I have an appreciation for that system and understand the importance of having a good institution in our state. And then as far as my goal, that's a pretty big question, but I have, having had students in rural schools and urban schools, and understanding that we have some very excellent, we have pockets of excellence and some wonderful teachers and institutions in the state, I also know that there are some serious gaps. And if we're going to have a bright future, we need to ensure our children in the state have every opportunity to be well equipped. And because of those gaps, I want to be on this committee, because when I hear reports as far as how we do compared to other states, and then when I hear how our nation is compared to other nations, I have a lot of concerns that we've got a lot of work to do. So I'm happy to be on this committee to try to do what we can for the children throughout Alaska. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Senator Begich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and yes, welcome to the committee and welcome to the chairmanship. It's a rowdy group. You're going to have to keep us all in line. So, my occupation is, I'm a musician and a consultant in the fields of education, juvenile justice, and juvenile delinquency, and similar areas. I work around the country in those areas. Both my parents were teachers. Both my sisters taught in Anchorage School District. All four of them, but both my parents and my sisters taught in Anchorage School District. I was also a peer teacher carrying a full class load my last 2 years of high school, and then after high school as well in the Anchorage area in a public school. I graduated Anchorage Public Schools, and also I'm a UA alum and alum of Bard College, which is a school on the East Coast. Did a little bit of graduate work at the University of Alaska in education. Most of that work, all the way up to the student teaching, I completed. Chose not to choose a teaching career because it didn't pay well enough. And so part of the reason for my interest is ensuring that it does pay well enough and that people are interested in the career. I would say just a few other things that I've been the national chair of the Coalition for Juvenile Justice, worked around for the Department of Justice on juvenile justice and delinquency issues, which have great correlation with education. Helped draft the curriculum for social studies in the early 90s in the Hickel administration, worked on that committee as part of that process. Continued to be involved in law-related education in the state of Alaska for many, many years. And I was active for 15 years with the Citizens for the Educational Advancement of Alaska's Children, which successfully sued the state in both the Casile and the Moore cases to ensure adequacy in education. My wife continues in that work, and I'll be declaring that conflict of interest numerous times during these committee hearings. She is the executive director of what is now called the Coalition for Education Equity, which is currently suing the state, along with the Ledge Council, over the forward funding of education and taking the legislature's position in that regard. I don't have any direct connection to that organization now, but that putting that on the record now so you'll hear it, like I said, over and over again. My fundamental priority on this committee is early education connected to reading. The governor and I worked closely over the last year and a half to develop a reading bill that included a universal voluntary early education tied into reading outcomes through third grade. Every change that we made to that legislation as it moved through the process, we worked on together. We did that, always agreeing and collectively working with everyone from on one end of the spectrum, the National Education Association, to the other end of the spectrum, the Alaska Policy Forum, in developing that legislation. As we left it at the end of the COVID time is where it begins today. The bill that I'll be talking about here will actually be the beginning of that process from where we left off. Finally, I'm hoping that we can have a discussion on a number of issues that Senator Stevens and others have brought up, everything from middle school, tribal compacting, and I have a bill simply for discussion purposes to talk about class size, and I know that Senator Hughes is also interested in class size as an issue. Seen it in her legislation. So I'm hoping we can have robust discussions about these issues so we can define the policy going into the future.
Thank you. We welcome Senator Peter Michicki to the committee meeting. We were just discussing background and interest and goals and priorities for the upcoming year, and you're up.
Well, thank you. I do not have anything prepared, but welcome and thanks for having us this morning, Mr. Chairman. We have this constitution that require some services, and I think one of the most important, you know, people care about roads, people care about public service, but I don't think anyone is more emotional and interested than they are in our system of education. And we're at a time right now, and families are really struggling due to COVID and the separation and time out of the classroom. I know that we have some issues with where we sit in the queue as far as the quality of education in Alaska. I certainly have a priority for improving that standard that we're delivering around the state, which varies dramatically depending on the community and what's available in those communities. But I know, so I've had one child that went through the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District system. She's 25 now. I have three that are currently in the district. We have varied degrees of experience, not only being involved in the schools with other children through the years, but we partially homeschooled this year because of the distance thing. It actually, my wife is a teacher, so it actually worked better for our two younger, and my oldest stayed involved in the distance through the high school. She's extremely self-sufficient. But families around the state, two-parent working families, a lot of them just don't have the same time, ability, and sometimes interest in helping their kids where they are. So that what we can deliver through our public school system is probably the most important in bringing some of those young, amazing young people up to a standard by giving them the support they need to succeed. So I don't have anything specific I'm working on. I'm just here to support you all, and obviously the young people out there, they are our future, and this is a key constitutionally required responsibility that we must deliver as a state. The product has some gaps, and I hope that we can move the needle to improve what we're doing around Alaska. So thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Senator Hughes?
I just want to make a comment. Since this is an organizational meeting and I am realizing we need to be organized, I'm going to move over one seat because I was really supposed to be over here. And then I just want to say that I am excited to actually, because Senator Begich, Senator Stevens, and I have been on this committee together, but I'm really excited to have the two of you with a fresh perspective. And I'm looking forward to a couple new faces. And I'm seeing nods from our other previous members, but welcome aboard. It is a crucial topic in our state for our future.
Thank you, Senator Hughes. I appreciate your patience as I learn how to push forward in this new environment. I'd be remiss not to mention the support staff present, Senate Record staff Jeannie Foy, and LIO staff Tom Raymond, and Marissa Truitt, and my staff present, Nikki Rose and Ed King. We have three big issues facing us this year: the budget, healthcare, and education, and I guess how the coronavirus is going to affect all that. Thank you all. Look forward to working with each of you. Our committee will meet Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9 a.m. I expect to adjourn these meetings by 10:30 a.m. Our next meeting will be on Friday, where Commissioner Johnson will give us an overview of the Department of Education and an update on current events. If there's nothing else, if there's no other business, we adjourn the meeting at 9:16 a.m.